Well, hello, my friends. On this 15th day of May in the year 2022, I just want to share with you that I do want to be around. I do. You may not believe it, but it's true. I want to be around. And now I'm going to let Miss Franklin sing to me. Aretha Franklin. I want to be around.
Pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. Oh, somebody who will swear to be true. Like you used to do with me. Oh, but who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company? Oh, wait and see. And I do mean I wanna be around to see how she does it when she breaks your heart to bits. Now let's see how the puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is so sweet. Somebody breaks your heart like you broke mine. Oh, yeah, like you. Oh, like you broke mine.
Aretha Franklin, from her album, Oh My Goodness, Laughing on the Outside. Well, listen, thank you for your prayers. I'm going in tomorrow for my procedure. I'm excited about it, and I'm going to let Aretha sing us through it. I mean, what else is there to do on a great Sunday afternoon like it is today in Los Angeles? Kind of gusty winds. Cloudiness, the sun breaks out, warms us up a little bit. I am loving every moment of it. Here's the next song I want to play for you. Make somebody happy. And that's what I want to do for you. Making somebody happy. But I don't want to play the same. Song. I want to make somebody happy. That's what I want to do. So let me go into this one. Now, Aretha Franklin from that album, Enjoy. Make somebody happy. I want to make you happy on this Sunday afternoon. Okay? Smile with me. Oh, yes. The Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, may she live forever in our hearts.
Someone happy.
Yeah.
Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart, the heart you see. One man, you're ready. yourself in line to clean.
Franklin, the Queen of Soul, she says, make somebody happy and you'll be happy too. That's been my life ambition, is to make people happy. A fella called me today and he told me, John, you waste your time on people. I can never waste my time on people. God gave me the right to love everybody and to make everybody happy. And I hope that this music, listening to her on this Sunday afternoon, makes many of you happy. As you know, tomorrow I go in for my cardiac heart procedure, catheter thing, or whatever they're going to do. They're going to put it up here, and they're going to put it up there, and they're going to look at my heart, and they're going to let me know what's going on. Well, just do it. Do it. Let's continue. I'm playing from a marvelous album. What is it called? Laughing on the Outside. Laughing on the Outside. But crying on the inside. Ah, Say It Isn't So is on this album. Say It Isn't So by Miss Aretha Franklin, from an album made many years ago with Streams. Listen to this.
Say It Isn't So. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying that you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers, you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. Somebody new. And it won't be long before you leave me. Say it, say it, say it, say it isn't true. Tell me everything.
Everything.
Still Say it to me.
I still can't believe she's gone. I can't. A contemporary of mine, a lady of my seasons, and I just saw the movie that Miss Hudson starred in called Respect this last week. And I was looking at the transitions on how each of the songs came about. And what amazed me about the film is that I never knew that all of the people that played the music were white guys in that studio there. It's just very good to know that news. Thank you. We're going to continue to listen to some Aretha Franklin here on this Sunday afternoon, and I hope that you're enjoying this. The next number is called Skylark. Now, I remember this one. Do you? I certainly hope so. Skylark by Aretha Franklin. From the album Laughing on the Outside.
Skylark, have you anything to say? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green? Over the shadows and the rain to a blossom covered lane, and in your lonely flight, oh, haven't you heard music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as blue, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Skylark, oh, I don't know if you can find these things, oh, but my heart is riding. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
But a lot of you didn't know that she could sing those ballads like that, right? The great queen of soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, one of my favorite singers of all my life. I love this lady's voice. so tremendous. And another artist that I loved, of course, was Grover Washington. I'm just keying up some things here to play. From his album, Inner City Blues, I want to play his rendition of Georgia on My Mind, the tune made famous by Ray Charles. And this is Grover Washington Jr.
Thank you.
Washington Jr. with Georgia on My Mind. Ah, yes, Langston Hughes wrote this next piece here. It's called The Ballad of Booker T. It says, Booker T was a practical man. He said, till the soil and learn from the land. Let down your bucket where you are. Your fate is here, not afar. Ah, I love that. Love those words by a great poet. Just a section of a very long piece reading from the collected poems of Langston Hughes. He floats my boat. He really does. He's an intellectual giant. Now, from the album called Inner City Blues, what I'd like to do is to play the title track. Grover Washington Jr., 1971. Is when this came out. You remember the bongo drums playing? Oh, I remember this. Yeah, my second daughter was born in 1971. Leslie, Daria was already here from 1969. Oh, Lucy's hair was all the way down her back, and I was strutting my natural. You know I was cool as can be. I couldn't help myself. I was cool as E to the T. Ow! Come on now. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. City sound. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. That's all right. Keep on playing. I found a book in my library called A Mighty Rugged Road, Nothing for My Journey. It was written by the Right Reverend Dr. J. Raymond Henderson, all right, the minister emeritus of Second Baptist Church in Los Angeles, California. It was years ago. Listen to what he writes in his book about some helpful hints to ministers. This is what he says. Firstly, develop the habit of thorough preparation of your sermons. Oh, I like that. He goes on and he says that discipline yourself to write them down. You need to become a slave to the man. You need not become a slave to the manuscript, but to write is to help fix the thought and the phraseology in your mind. Preach, for the most part, from the full outline. It will help you from rambling. And that's what preaching is mostly today. Rambling. Go on, Henderson. for watching. From his album in 1971 called Inner City Blues. That was it, Inner City Blues. Marvin Gaye made that famous. Let's go back to this book, Nothing for My Journey, because Raymond Henderson writes about when he took over Second Baptist here in Los Angeles. I accepted the call to my sixth and final charge in 1941. I wasn't born yet. The Second Baptist Church in Los Angeles. This church, I felt, would eventually offer me the chance to develop the kind of institutional church programs for which I had been trained, because back in the day, black pastors were trained. When I accepted the call, it was certainly not to what it actually was then. It was to the promise of what it could become. Now listen to this. You won't believe this. When I read this, I said, it's good to be able to read because you can check up on your world history and get the facts right. He says, I shall never forget the day that I met old Dr. A. Clayton Powell. That's Adam Clayton Powell, senior, not the junior, in New York City on 7th Avenue. He was a pastor of the Baptist Church in Abyssinia. You know, Abyssinia Baptist Church. And at this time, Powell was retired. Henderson, he said to me, I hear that you have been called to Los Angeles. Is that true? I answered, that's true. He replied, you'll be a fool if you go. There is no man in America that can stay there if he tries to straighten that church out. I told him, I'm willing to give it a try. So I moved my family to Los Angeles and began trying. The church, I discovered, faced many problems which were knotty indeed. Five of them are worth describing. Look at the first problem in this church that he went to. First, I soon became aware that not all the money contributed to the church found its way to the church treasury. He writes on and he says, when I state that it eventually became a matter of public record that there was collusion without funds, and I am only putting it out one of the early serious problems. The second one, he says, there was a bookstore in the basement of the church, and that proved to be a gathering place for many malcontents. Thirdly, and this is he's all saying about the church that he pastored, and he became pastor emeritus of. He says, third, there was a toleration of sex perverts in certain places. At that time, they called these sex perverts homosexuals. There's always been gay people in the church. And he says, this I simply could not abide. In other words, he couldn't stand the gay people being there. He was the old Baptist preacher of old. Fourth problem in the church, there was feelings that the Sunday school was an autonomous body, not accountable to the church. And Sunday schools have always been a powerful, powerful thing. When I was pastoring the church, I had a Sunday school superintendent, Matthew Minor. Matthew is still alive as of 2022, thus far, I know. And he was a great Sunday school superintendent. Fifth problem in Second Baptist, there were a handful of people who occupied all the prominent offices in the church. Okay, you know what that is? That's spiritual elitism. Then he says, no matter where one turned, it was impossible not to meet their opposition. That's what I remember about Second Baptist. My grandma used to share that with me because Olivet was a few blocks from Second Baptist. And remember, I started to pastor Olivet Baptist Church of Los Angeles, which had a history. And the fifth problem, the fifth real problems, it says that are under these five headlines: all the minor irritations of disturbances which kept Second Baptist in turmoil. At one point, Henderson writes and says that the battle to put the church in order, some of the influential members tried to oust me and they did not succeed. That happens often in the African American Baptist Church. Hey, let's go back to some Grover Washington from a book, Nothing for My Journey, A Mighty Rugged Road, written by Reverend Dr. J. Raymond Henderson, Sr. His credentials were an AB, a BD, an STM, and he was Minister Emeritus of Second Baptist Church in Los Angeles, California. This is an excellent book. I'm glad. Someone gave it to me, and they told me here to go to page 41 before I continue to play some music. Let me go to page 41 and see what they're trying to tell me here. Here it is right here. Under moral discernment. This is a good one. The second marvelous factor aside from the Trinity first mentioned is the capacity of man for moral discernment. Man possesses the inherent power to distinguish between right and wrong. Nor is his idea of right or wrong wholly an outgrowth of the mores or customs of society. For man has something within him which condemns his choice of wrong, but applauds his choice of right. And that something within is the conscience, which is another word for the presence of God in the human soul. Then he says, as a result of this conclusion, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, is that I will praise God. I will not be an agnostic and say, there is no God. Oh, what a book. I'm enjoying the reading of it. It came my way from another older preacher. He said, have you ever heard of Dr. Henderson? I said, no, I heard of the other pastor at Second Baptist that was alive when I was a young minister at Olivet, Thomas Kilgore. Thomas Kilgore didn't have a son to take over the pulpit there, but he had a daughter, and after he passed away, the daughter preached a few times, but she didn't have that oomph over the radio. But I've always been biased about female preachers. I think that if God wants to get a message out to people, he's going to use a strong man, a man that has a good tonality about his voice, a good tonality about the morality of his heart, and a brilliant tonality to love everybody without any apprehension. And women have that apprehension, especially if they feel threatened by another woman. Let's go to another number right here. I'm loving Grover Washington from this album, Inner City Blues, that came out in 1971. But I'm going to go to another album that I have of his, and it came out in 1975. And you love this album. Oh, my goodness. My favorites are on here. Here's one that's going to take us to another level. It's called Earth Tones. Earth Tones. Grover Washington Jr. Enjoy. Thank you.
the late, great Grover Washington Jr. Come on, boy. I'm gonna go to 1996 next. He had an album called The Best of Grover Washington. He got a number I like. No Tears in the End. Ah. We'll be right back.
in that jungle with you, man. I wanna go.
Yeah.
From the Lucy Coleman Studio on May the 15th, 2022. Hey. Washington Jr. Earth Tones. I love it. I love it. You know what? I'm going to tell you guys something. Don't. Whenever you lose a loved one, no tears, please. No tears. Because the next number that I'm going to play is No Tears in the End. And it's by Grover Washington Jr. We know the Grover is no longer with us on the planet. I hear physically his body is gone, deteriorated, back to the earth from which it came. But his music is here in our minds. And, you know, regardless of what happens 24 hours from now, or 48 hours, 24 years from now, whatever, I would say no tears in the end. No tears in the end. Grover Washington Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Jr. with a number called No Tears in the End. Oh, I'm telling you, from a 1996 album, The Best of Grover Washington Jr. I love his music. I love his orchestra. That's why you got to pick out sometimes one instrument and listen to it. That's how you listen to Grover. That's how you learn from what he has to offer you. If you just listen, oh, that's just a little saxophony music. No, you missed it. The genius of this man. And he had so many albums during many of the years of his life. This man produced this sound, this rhythm in our souls that we can tape deep down within us. That's why I love music. I love dancing. I love expressing myself. I recall when I was a 17-year-old teenager and my siblings would go to bed at night. Daddy worked the night shift for the city, I think. Either that or he was with his girlfriend. But I used to stay up and watch the late shows and look at these groups and these bands play. There's where I got my rhythm to dance. Because I'd dance all alone. I'd feel ashamed. Daddy would come in sometime around 2 o'clock in the morning, and he'd find me in front of the TV. The TV went off at 12 midnight, 1 o'clock. But he'd find me dancing to the shows, to the Carol Burnett shows and the late night shows on CBS and NBC. I'm telling you, that's where I learned how to dance. But I want to share another thing with you. Until it's time for you, don't worry about my time, but until it's time for you, another number. This is from our featured artist right now, Grover Washington Jr. Until it's time for you. Talk to him, Grover. Talk. Say it, bro, I hear you. Yeah. Enjoy this life. To you about it. If a relationship is over, if a life love thing is over, you can tell them smoothly, I think it's time for me to go. You don't have to hit anybody in the head or tear up stuff, blow up stuff, make a fool of your life and end up in the white man's jail cell. Just tell a little sweet thing it's time for you to go. Not that you're looking for love in another place, but sometimes other people's love run out, runs cold, and it's time for you to go. If that running cold is going to affect you. You know what I mean? Go. Well, I think it's time for me to go. It's been a wonderful hour on this Sunday afternoon. Remember me in your prayers. I believe I'll be all right, but I'll be all right regardless of the outcome of this minor procedure. Let me just take a minute or so to explain that to you and so that you can get my frame of reference. To be absent, meaning my spirit, to be absent in this body signifies that I am present with the Lord. Now, where that presence is, PJ doesn't know, just like you don't know. Nobody knows, but you do know this. If you have tight connection with God, love for Him, love for other human beings, loving to procure God's justice in your life. Oh, a man was speaking with me today, and he said, John, it's dangerous to sleep with your bedroom door open because anyone can walk in through the yard. And I said, if anyone would kill me and know the kind of a man that I am, they know that their eternity might be in jeopardy because I live to bring about peace in the heart of men and love towards all of my fellow men. So I don't lay up in this home alone and wonder whether I'm going to survive the night. I just pray that God might give me the wisdom and the fortitude to do what He gave me to do today. I thank you, those of you that's been supporting me over these many years. And remember, you can go to my YouTube clips. My YouTube page, John Cole, 1234, JOHNCOLE, 1234, on YouTube. God bless you. Whatever you do, keep a lively heart.